Hallelujah, people of God. Welcome to Alone with Jesus podcast. For the past 2 weeks, we've been looking at understanding the Christian walk of faith. And our anchor scripture has been Matthew chapter 4, verse number 19. The scripture said, and Jesus said to them, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." And we've been looking at the following. We looked at the call and the commissioning when Jesus called them and asked them to follow him. And we looked at the personality of Jesus and who it is that has called us into this glorious call. Today we are looking at the second stage of understanding the Christian walk of faith. Like we established, the Christian faith is in stages. And the first stage is to understand that there has been a calling and there has been a commissioning. And it's important we understand who has called us. And the second stage has to do with the making process. So Jesus called them, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." Before they became fishers of men, they were made. Before they started fishing for men or started witnessing to others, the first thing that Jesus did was to make them. So the scripture is clear in Matthew chapter 4 verse 9 that, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." Before they started winning souls, before they became apostles, before they became prophets, they were first made. And so the making process is very crucial in the things that we do and our work as Christians. Sometimes in the making process, there will be wounds. Sometimes in the making process, we are going to get hurt. Sometimes in the making process, we are going to be messed up. Everything about us is going to be messed up. But there is good news. And the good news is that this training process is not meant to kill us. This training process is not meant to put us to shame. This training process is not meant to discourage us from following Jesus. Rather, it is meant to strengthen us. It is meant to bring us to a place of perfection and a place where we understand God the more and our faith in him is strengthened. So in this podcast, what we are looking at is the fact that the things which you are going through, the pains you are going through, the hardships you are going through, the unanswered prayers you are experiencing, the times that you are going through that everything seems to be working against you, is an indication that God is training you for something that is ahead. Do not give credit to the devil for something that God is working in your life, because the devil cannot touch your life because you are the apple of God's eye. And he cannot touch your destiny because God is the author and finisher of our faith. He has nothing to do with what is happening to you. It is the will of God. Bible says that in all things, we should give thanks to God because it is his will for us in Christ Jesus. So in all things and everything that is happening to you, let us learn to give thanks to God because this is the will of God for your life. And what is the will of God? The will of God is that he will make you into that doctor you want to become. The will of God is that he will make you into that prophet you want to become. The will of God is that he will make you into that medical professor, make you into that apostle, that evangelist, and whatsoever thing you want to become is the will of God for your life. The process, like I said, is not to break us. And it's not to make us lose hope, but rather the process is to make us to become what we want to become. And you have to say to yourself and psych your mind that whatever thing that is happening to you is not meant to kill you, but rather to make you stronger. It's not meant to cause you to lose faith and turn to the world, but rather to encourage you and make you stronger. But one most important thing we must understand about this process of making is that in the process of making, what God actually wants to do in your life is to bring you to a place where Christ is formed in you, where Christ is seen in your life and in everything that is happening around you. So they took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and placed them in the fire. In the making process, some of us are going through hell. Some of us are going through fire. Some of us are going through the toughest of time. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went through the fire. But whilst they were in the fire, they understood that it was just a process that God was using to glorify himself. And so, in the process of going through the fire, the people that were around, the king Nebuchadnezzar and his people, saw a fourth man. And the fourth man, they said that he has a form like the Son of Man. What is happening to you, that thing you are going through, is necessary for you to go through, because very soon people are going to see a form in your life that looks like the Son of Man, and is going to bring glory to God. Hallelujah. And again, we have another man in the Bible called Daniel, and Daniel was thrown in the lion's den. And in the lion's den, these lions have been starved for days, for years. And they were there so that they could devour the man that enters as soon as possible. But when he entered, the next morning, Bible said the king rushed there and called out and said, Daniel, has your God saved you? In the process of making us to become what he wants us to be, some of us will be cast into the lion's den. Some of us will go through a place in the valley of the shadow of death, like David. Because in the lion's den, it was a place of no return. But when the king came there, he made a profound statement. Has your God saved you? What you are going through, you must understand as a child of God that is a training process. Because the world understands us. The people that are not Christian understand that everything that is happening to you, God has a hand in it. So when they went to the lion's den, they didn't ask if Daniel was there. But the first question they asked was that, has your God revealed himself? Has your God appeared in that situation? So everything we go through, we must understand that what the world is looking out for is not how miserable we become. It's not how bad we'll end up. But they are looking to see if indeed God will show up. And I want you to understand that in the making process, God is definitely going to show up. The Apostle Paul understood this when he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, that in my weakness, the power of God is made manifest. In my weakness, the strength of God is revealed. So in the things you are going through that you think you are becoming weak in faith, hold on, child of God. You are rather growing in faith. Very soon, when you stand to speak, when you stand to minister, people will marvel with what faith that you are speaking, with what authority you are speaking. Jesus Christ, the things that he suffered, when he stood and he started speaking, the people said, with what authority does he say these words? With what authority does he speak this thing that he's speaking of? Child of God, that is what God wants to make out of you. That when you feel you are weak, his power will be made manifest. When you feel you are tired, his strength will be revealed. When you feel you are discouraged, the hope of your calling will show up. And the whole world will know that indeed, he didn't call you to put you to shame. But he called you to glorify himself in your life. Somebody may be wondering, how is this process of making? Unlike silver and gold, in Isaiah chapter 48, verse number 10, Isaiah the prophet said that unlike silver and gold is refined, God is going to refine us through the testings of affliction. Through the testings of affliction. So for us, we are not going through the fire as silver and gold, but we are rather going through to become one thing, to be refined in the image of Christ. But our refinement process is through testings, through trials, through persecution. So anytime you are persecuted, understand that you are going through a refinement process. Anytime you are tried, understand that you are going through the refinement process. Something in your destiny, something in your life, something about your walk with God is being refined. Anytime you are persecuted, anytime you are tried, anytime you go through suffering or hardship, something about you is being transformed. But the good news is that for some of us, it will take just a couple of days. For some of us, it will take a couple of years. For some of us, it will take a very long while. But through it all, one thing we can say for a fact is that we went through the valleys of the shadows of death, and yet our God was with us. We went through the valleys of the shadows of death, and he did not leave us alone, for indeed he was with us. For some people, it will be a time of a delayed healing. Maybe you are going through a health crisis. You have used all the medications. You have used all the drugs. Every doctor has tried something on you, but nothing seems to be working. I am not saying God brings diseases, because he doesn't. He is a healer of everybody who is sick. But in the time when you are going through that sickness, that infirmity, and you are praying and it looks like an answer is not coming, what I want you to understand is that in your delayed healing, in the testing of your faith, God is rather refining your faith in him to believe him for the unusual. In a time, for some of us, is going to be a time of delayed answer to our prayer. You have prayed about that particular issue for a very long time. You have believed God. Like Abraham, 25 years he was believing God and praying for a child. It never came. But when the child came, this man became the father of nations. Child of God. Bible says in the book of John, chapter number 4, that it was necessary that Jesus had to go through the land of Samaria. It was there that he met the woman that he spoke to, and the woman became the first female evangelist in scripture. What you are going through is necessary, and God is taking you through. He has not left you, and he is not leaving you to go through it alone. You are with God in this to the very end. He said to the disciples, I am making you fishers of men. Nevertheless, I will never leave you nor forsake you, but I will be with you even to the very end of ages. So what do we learn from this? Paul again says in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 10, verse 12. He said, therefore, those who compare themselves with themselves and those who make comparison amongst themselves lack understanding. With this understanding, do not compare yourself with what somebody is going through. That why is this person going through life easily? Why is another person going through this, and why am I going through that? People who do that, Bible say they lack understanding. You have gained understanding today that what is happening to you is a part of the will of God. You have gained understanding today that what is happening to you is in the will of God, and in the times and seasons of God, he is going to turn things around. Once you've got this understanding, there is no need comparing yourself. What would have happened if Daniel, who went through the lion's den, compared himself with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who went through the fire? Everybody's training is unique to their own strength, and is breaking everybody one way or the other. However, when we compare ourselves, we are making no effect. We are making no understanding. We are making of no relevance the purpose for which God is making us. Do not compare yourself with what somebody is going through, because you do not know the details of what someone else is suffering. In the fire, they didn't come out to tell us what they went through, but I believe they experienced the heat. In the lion's den, Daniel only said that God saved him, but we don't know of what happened when he was there throughout the night. I want you to understand that everybody who is being tested by God, everybody who is being refined by God, is going through one pain or the other. Your pastor may be preaching to you and smiling, but God is testing his faith. And it is not for us to compare ourselves with ourselves, because those who do that, they lack understanding. Understand, child of God, that the whole purpose of the making process is that Christ may be revealed through us. So that like David, we will say that we lifted up our eyes to the hills, from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from no man but God. It was this David that went through the valleys of the shadows of death. And in the valleys of the shadows of death, history has it that place, when you go through that valley, there are mountains all over you. You lift up your head and all you see is mountains. And David, as a shepherd, was left there all alone with his flocks. And when he needed help, he lifted up his eyes and he saw only hills. So he said, I lifted up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah. You will lift up your head and you will see God in your situation. Like the Hebrew boys, we can say that indeed there is a fourth person that has appeared in what we are going through. I want you to understand, child of God, that God has not left you and he is not leaving you. He is refining you for the journey ahead and for the task ahead. Your ability to endure to the very end will make you a vessel unto honor. For in a great house, there are many vessels. But anyone that goes through this process of refining, we are the clay, he's the potter. If we allow ourselves to go through the time of making us into the vessels he wants to make us, Bible says we shall be vessels of honor. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. I pray for you that whatever you are going through, Christ will be revealed in the name of Jesus. The Lord be with you until we meet next week, Monday, to finish up with what we have started, understanding the Christian walk of faith. Stay blessed.